Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
DJ Digital Flood.
DJ Digital Flood.
DJ ADD.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio. Back in 2010 with all sorts of new action. And I'm very happy to have DJ ADD joining us today. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's been some time, so it's nice to see you back with us here on the Pirate Radio.
I'm very happy to be the first Pirate Radio guest of 2010 to ring in the year here.
You are correct. I didn't even think about that. But you are the first guest of 2010. This is the first episode of Volume 6. And believe it or not, we've made it 5 years on the air over here at Pirate Radio.
Yeah. Lucky number six.
It is lucky number six. And I started off the year by contracting a severe stomach flu strain and spending my New Year's Day in the emergency room, believe it or not.
Oh, damn. Really?
Yeah, I was joking around, and, you know, I'd had people ask me, you know, my New Year's resolution, as many people do this time of year. And I was like, well, you know, I'm starting off on a high note. I'm making my resolution of not smoking crack this year. Because, you know, and then people would be like, well, you don't smoke crack. And I'd be like, well, 2010 is successful then now, isn't it? And then I go and end up in the ER. So in that same vein, a sense, if you start your year in the ER, hopefully inadvertently, then I figure we can only go up from here.
Exactly. If you're laying on your back in the gutter, you can only be looking at the stars, right?
Hey, I like that. Mm-hmm. Did someone famous say that?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. And I'm pretty sure I screwed it up, too. But
it doesn't matter. I was very impressed.
Yeah.
I felt like I was in the presence of some fine philosophical genius or
the
something.
The presence of greatness.
Absolutely. And you've come with another interesting mix of both artists and tracks, as you often do, and as many of my guests do. So it's I'm really looking forward to this one.
Yes, it's all of it's from across the pond over in the UK, but it's all a lot of different genres. Like, we of course got, you know, UK Britpop and synth pop, which is they're famous for over there. But we got some new ones like dubstep, grime, a little bit of liquid funk, drum and bass. Oh well, it's all over the map.
So we're gonna get a plethora of things here today.
Yes, you could say it. Is it plethora?
I don't know. I like to throw an accent around things. I could say vacuum and throw an accent around. It just makes you sound so much cooler. It's like if you'd be like, oh, well, I gotta vacuum my apartment. You could be like, I've got to vacuum my apartment. It sounds like you have such amazing things to do. Meanwhile, you're just like shoveling up crap off your floor with your sucker machine.
Oh, is that like saying, oh, you can meet me in the foyer instead of, you know, saying, hey, go to the living room.
Exactly. You're going exactly where I'm going with this because, you know, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Exactly.
And at Pirate Radio, we always say it one way. Stupidly. Exactly. So we're going to get on into it. And what are we going to start off with, Mr. ADD?
Oh, I think we're going to start off with Plan B and his song Stay Too Long. Plan B's a rapper. He's been around there for too long, but don't let it throw you here. Because you hear the song? It's not really rap. Mm. It's its own genre.
Own genre. All right. Excellent. All right. DJ Digital Flood.
DJ ADD.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
I know what's to come. Though I'm feeling happy now. It's on the
Come out with your hands on your head. Turn the rap music off and step away from the stereo. Put the rap album down. Leave MC Hammer alone. Turn it off.
Guns don't kill people, robbers do. Ask any politician and they tell you it's true. It's a fact, music makes you violent. Like Michael Jackson telling little Timmy to be silent. You don't believe me? Here's my hype. Offer me the record and I'll show you the type of criminal this rap shit is breeding. It's a fact that MC Hammer left me bleeding. Vanilla Ice made my mother say fuck. If I stuck with UB40 then I would have been in luck. But I didn't, I got it wrong. Cypress fucking Hill told me to make a fucking bong. Well, I stacked it, I bought another tape. The power by snap made my cock and balls ache. So remember kids, to the head double tap. Guns don't kill people, it's just rap.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do.
Call the police.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do.
Call the police.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do. I seen it in a documentary on BBC Two. Shot the death outside hypervalue. Guns blazing like Michael Caine's you. Government statistics are sometimes misleading. The type of criminal rap is breeding. Shot in the chest, no wonder you stop it breathing. 2/4 the base of a lie you're receiving. Remember rap tracks in 87. Scott LaRock's up in hip-hop heaven. Biggie and Tupac, R.I.P. Even Jam Master J's in the cemetery.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do.
Call the police.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do.
Call the police.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do. I'm a fucking rapper and I might kill you. As a rapper, I'm teaching you a lesson. AK-47 to Smith & Wesson. Just say no, just like Sambo. Bulletproof vest to guns and ammo. Hip-hop gangster tripping. Even Eminem's into pistol whipping. It's like Cluedo, Murder One. P.T.D. J-Lo in a nightclub with a gun. It's Snoop Dogg now, what's the best of cap? Guns don't kill people, it's just rap.
1-2, your face, my shoe. My name's Mike Balls and I'm coming through. Gun crime, stabbing and burglarization is on the rise all across the nation. The safety's off and the pistols aim. The addies and the mafia always get blamed. Politicians ashamed and they haven't got a clue. Rap is more deadly than fucking kung fu.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do. Guns don't kill people, rappers do.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do. From Bristol Zoo to B&Q. I wanna rap, I wanna rhyme. Heard it in a song, now I'm into gun crime. It's a sign of the times, like Prince changing his name. Gotta have a shooter to be in the rap game. Like Michael Ryan about to snap. Guns don't kill people, it's just rap.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do.
Call the police.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do.
Call the police.
I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
DJ Digital Flood.
DJ Digital Flood.
DJ ADD.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio, and we just got done listening to some great tunage courtesy of DJ ADD, who is, of course, exposing us to a little bit of British culture, specifically the current popular music scene over there, which we don't hear too much about over here, as much as you would think.
That's true. It's weird. It's like this water stops the music from coming over or something.
It is. It's strange. You know, I mean, they speak English. We sort of speak English.
Little known fact, pop music is saltwater soluble, apparently.
It apparently is. Like, the Atlantic Ocean acts as some sort of mass blockade. But I think it seems to do that, too, from other English-speaking countries. Like, I mean, when's the last time you heard something from Canada besides Alanis Morissette?
You know, you got a good point there. But I do catch a lot of it, because I listen to it on Sirius. Channel 11 is BBC Radio 1, so I'm all over that. They also have CBC 3. That's way up in the channels, I think 90, 100, somewhere around there. I'm sure somebody can tell you on your forums there. But if you're ever looking to listen to that, you can catch it on there.
So we do have access to Canadian radio. It's just like five people apparently know about it.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll have to be on the watch out for that. I've always wondered that. It is true. It's like, you know, you don't hear really too much coming over from England. Meanwhile, there's a whole plethora, I'm using the word again, of artists over in England, the United Kingdom, and the greater kingdom itself, whether it's including Canada and Australia and all the Commonwealth, as they say.
Yes.
So, let's see. We started off with Plan B, Stay Too Long, right?
Yes. A rockin' good song.
Very, 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 very different. I like it.
Yeah, it crosses a few genres. It's got like a little bit of, like the Beatles I even saw in there. Some of the White Stripes, kind of an almost influence with the bass and the guitar type of thing going on there. But, and of course, Plan B rapping over it. But speaking of rap, we also had right after that was Goldie Lookin' Chain.
Which very is interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, that one was Guns Don't Kill People, Rappers Do.
It's like somewhere between Bloodhound Gang and like The Lonely Island, but a lot more serious in a lot of ways. It was almost, I guess, like politically satiric, it sounds like.
It's just fun, which is a lot of the stuff on here that we're going to hear today is pretty much just fun. Like, for instance, I gotta admit, one of my severe things that I like, guilty pleasures.
Uh-huh.
I have a penchant for extremely sugary Europop, which of course
really?
Was heard in the last one, which was Little Boots with Remedy.
Yeah, the Wide Boys mix apparently here, and I've never heard of Little Boots before, and then you know, so a lot of times, and what you guys out there don't see who've never actually been to the pirate radio. Well, you don't see me crying before the beginning of the show and having to work up the courage to talk, but that's a whole different story. But what you don't see is you don't see a lot of the two-way conversation that goes on with my guests. We usually go out, grab a bite to eat, and what my wife likes to refer to as a mandate. During our pre-recording activities, after we grabbed a bite to eat, you know, Steve took me on the internet and he said, you know, oh, you know, I want to show you this instrument, this device. And what was it called? I can't even say it.
It's called the Tenorion.
Tenorion.
Made by Yamaha.
Yamaha, maker of motorcycles, engines, and some really neat guitars early on, too. They don't make too many guitars. But apparently they made this musical instrument. I mean, what is this thing?
Well, it's this, what was it, 16 by 16 grid of buttons that light up when you press them. But then they also have this, I mean, I tried to explain it before to you. I'm not going to be able to do a good justice of just explaining it on the radio, but
yeah, it reminded me of like a Light Bright. I remember the old Light Bright toy where you had to put the pegs in and light it up.
Uh-huh.
Except in order to light up the pegs, and Little Boots was using one. He shows me this online video, DJ ADD. He shows me this video of Little Boots, and she gets on there and she picks up this Tenorion thing, and she's touching it with her finger and building each of her samples, and she builds her song and then just kind of starts singing over it live. It's very surreal.
Yes. It's an awesome instrument, and it's even better when there's a hot chick playing it. So you can't go wrong.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everything is better with a hot chick doing it. I mean, you could be giving me a vasectomy, and if a hot chick's doing it, it's even that much more impressive. I'm like, oh, yeah, vasectomy sounds awesome. That's... I'm going to get three of them in a row.
Oh, man. But,
yeah, so this thing's neat. I mean, you load the samples in, and you move your finger over, and it glows, and depending on where you bring the sample in and what effect you're doing, the way you touch it affects it. And it brought back another thing that I'd kind of forgotten about and hadn't seen for a little while, but the Chaos Pad.
The Chaos Pad. This is something else we wasted at least an hour on.
At least an hour watching Chaos Pad videos.
Yeah, I would love to get one of them, especially the new KP3 with all of its, like, the decimator function.
Yeah. There's some really neat, non-traditional instruments out there. Yeah. And back to where we were going with it, I mean, Little Boots, she apparently uses this thing.
Yeah. Well, actually, upcoming next is another one in the same vein.
Uh-huh.
It's LaRue. It's French for the redhead. She's actually from Britain, but she does also a lot of synth pop, the kind of stuff that would be using the instruments that we're talking about here. You know, Chaos Pad, synthesizers, like the Chaosilator, which we spent a little time looking at there too. The cousin to the Chaos Pad.
Yeah, I guess the Chaosilator, you hook it up to the Chaos Pad and it enables certain modular synthesis effects to happen in the pad itself.
Yeah. Anyway, here we have LaRue with Bulletproof, then.
All right. It's time to get into it! DJ Digital Flood.
DJ ADD.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio. There we go.
Messages I've tried to send, my information's just not going in. believe my grandmother actually felt me up.
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
I need something in my life to straighten me out. Let's rent the shed, we'll do vocals in the bog. Call Toast PR, tell them we've opened up shop. Campaign meetings at Warner, no coconut drunk. 3 years to make this work or look a joke and be broke. Blag their lawyers like the con with a dog. And there'll be no more spread scores that drop and keep dropping. Settle my gross addictions with my net income. Tell my mum over tea that my whole life is fucking up. You got 250 grand in the budget to go. Subtract 5 for club promo. Lose 5 for a good video and 15 for a dud video. Fuck that.
It's the hardest way to make an easy living. So long as we party, stay just a bit nearer to delivery.
Mayhem texts me about the press and TV. See off Ted in the east so I can get some sleep. Nap on the settee, the laptop next to me. Wince for my family at the Skinner scandal of the week. TV pluggers, product manager set up. Club promo needs to step up, help it work. Stick to our guns, don't crack to demand. Tell my mum in the car that the car might have to go back. 225 grand, 26 grand for a showcase and 5 more on tour support and it's a poor story.
It's the hardest way to make an easy living. As long as we party, stay just a bit nearer to delivery.
We'll never get bankrupt if we never have a go. This is no ordinary label, I need to flash up my flow. Go into Morris, Deadwell, a Savile Row. I want a pinstripe suit that no man owns. Cash in a Kano beat for the silver shadow. Send it to Warrior for the flash and the glow. The safest way to double your money is to fold it in your pocket. Tell my mum during breakfast that I got no sleep. 8 grand paid in September, April, May and December. If this keeps going so well, that's gonna be the end of us.
It's the hardest way to make an easy living. As long as we party, stay just a bit nearer to delivery.
In spread betting, it's easy to draw a small fortune. Start with a big fortune and lose until it's a small fortune. We haven't got a clue, we blindly charge on. Death threats from the boy or the girl I sized on. She said she didn't have a bloke, another lesson marked down. Verbal agreements aren't worth the paper they're marked on. Get scans of reviews, we beg to chart up. Tell my mum over tea, the press has started up. We've spent a fortune, Christmas goes by and it's the end for June. We need to sell some records soon.
It's the hardest way to make an easy living. As long as we party, stay just a bit nearer to delivery. It's the hardest way to make an easy living. As long as we party, stay just a bit nearer to delivery.
What would you say you do here?
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
my Rolex.
What would we do?
Usually drink, usually dance, usually bubble. Usually drink, usually dance, usually bubble.
What would we do?
Usually drink, usually dance, usually bubble.
All I want to do is tell you I love.
DJ ADD.
Digital Flood, Pirate in the 2010 radio, here back on the interwebs. And we've been listening to a lot of Britpop, courtesy of DJ ADD, back here on the Pirate radio.
Well, actually, that last one was three different genres, one after another. There was the synth pop, which was the first song, but now I've heard. You see, that's called synth pop. It's been called synth pop since the 80s.
Right. I remember, like, back in the 80s with whether you're talking about, like, a Depeche Mode or something along those lines, you know, and that kind of that synthetically driven, the synthesizer-driven pop music that was very popular during the 80s.
Now they're trying to change it all up, and now they're trying to call it wonky pop.
Wonky pop?
I don't know. I'm all for using the word wonky, but I... You know, you gotta call a spade, you know?
Right, if it's synth pop, it's synth pop, but maybe they don't want it, like, tied back to, like, some of those more cheesy 80s artists like Pat Benatar or something going on.
That's
the
only thing I can think of. But also, we had probably one of my top five bands of all times was next, The Streets.
Right, we started off with LaRue and Bulletproof, and... Now, you even showed up with a USB stick, though, with The Streets' name on. I mean, what's the deal with these guys?
Well, they've produced I say they. It's actually mostly just one guy, but that's with the hardest way to make an easy living.
Yeah, no, he's very talented. I was very, and that's a very particularly popular style over in England right now.
Yeah,
right?
UK garage or UK garage, as they'd say. But yeah, it's kind of like it has like a kind of a minimalistic type of almost thing to it. Although this is his, I think this one is his third album. Mm. So I mean, if you go back to his first album, it's dead on minimal, like, you know, a couple of boxes in the garage type of work. This is obviously has, you know, studio production value to it.
Right. Well, just because it's simple doesn't mean it's not taking it back to the basics. And it's funny because when DJ ADD showed up, you know, he showed me this style, this UK garage thing, and you know, I heard about some of the UK rap styles and some of the more popular artists who migrated over, like Lady Sovereign and such. But you know, and MIA. But this, what was kind of neat to hear here was this reminded me of more what's going on in the Midwest underground right now. Maybe not an exactly sound, but that minimalistic, back to basics type of rap that's coming out on the Rhymesayers label, like with Atmosphere, with POS, with Freeway. So there's a lot of minimalism going on in the rap in the Midwest. So, but this is the UK version of that.
Yes.
Like, again, not an exact sound, but
yeah, it's really cool. And then of course we threw it all up and we went to, you see, it's not maybe the best example of grime.
Uh-huh.
With Wiley's wearing my Rolex, because it's very clubby.
Uh-huh.
But it's fun, and I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going with it.
And again, grime, I've heard, I remember seeing it on an MTV2 report, because MTV's got to attempt to be the edge of everything. And I remember they were talking about grime, they had a bunch of different artists up. But like you said, this was a little bit more Euro-pop, sugared up a little bit, just to...
Yeah. I got to do it. I got to do it.
You can't stay away from it.
No. It's like, I need my hit. I need my fix.
Yeah, exactly. So I hear that. So I think it's about that time of the show where DJ ADD is going to help us this week. He's obviously filling in for MC Mary at the Discotheque. She's off this week, and she will be joining us again next week, most likely. But DJ ADD doing an excellent job filling in for her. But I'm going to have to ask you to do her her segment this week, the scene clip of the week.
All right. Well, you know, I can't live up to this kind of pressure necessarily. She does, like, this huge thing. But what I can do is I can introduce the next one. It's from a band, Chasin Status, over there. And it features, they're a drum and bass duo over there. But what they can do is they have Kano, who's a rapper from over there, rapping over their stuff there. So this is Against All Odds. All
right, and it is the scene clip of the week here on Digital Flood Pirate Radio, and we're going to get into this. Chase and Status?
Status.
Status, status.
You'll hear it in the beginning, you know, status. In like rap songs, they have like status.
Status.
You know, in rap songs, they always have to announce who's doing what.
Uh-huh. So there's no different than that.
Right, yeah.
All right. Well, we will get into it. DJ Digital Flood.
DJ ADD.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio. Scene clip of the week.
All the guys that know we're getting in trouble. All the guys that know we're getting in trouble. All the guys that know we're getting in trouble.
Chasing status.
All the guys that know we're getting in trouble. That's how it's always been.
I was raised in a city.
When the all get all against you. And you win.
Against the odds. It's on. I would not lose. Look, I was raised in a city with no heart, where there's no heart. Stepping when it comes to me getting at no fart. I'm a hustler, I'm a hustler. Raised on a battlefield, born as a sufferer. Before I had a deal, I was still stacking bills. Get punk, sell food to the customers. Now I get love crews in the back filler. S-Class, them can't move like that, you know. I come from where man were done there for hardly nothing. You can see it in the news, I'm hardly fronting. Got kids with guns in the heart of London. Bulletproof vests like half a hundred. That's no actors and actresses. Dully round here, they just snatching them straps and mattresses. Soon as you exit that stage, you might see who is getting in trouble. That's how it's always been.
When the odds are all against you, how can you win?
How can you win? How can you win? I was raised in a city where they
bus out blazing a Philly. I was on the 5 bus chasing the titties. The back of the class on new bras with a stiffy. Tanisha, Tessa, Leslie and Richie. Look, it's a Coco world. Gangsters living in a popo world. So I've been Coco with a go-go girl. Escaping reality I know so well. But when you're a kid you don't know no better. Boys find trouble trying to find that cheddar. Money breeds envy, might get set up. When pockets get empty, niggas get jealous. Killer done told them, poor people fed up. Added in water, stretching that ketchup from south of the border. Northwest to east, it's got around here. Gotta see it to believe it. Always getting in trouble. That's how it's always been. Look, maybe just because I'm a Londoner. That I love London town, but London's foul. London's a merry-go-round, a cycle, a life full of ups and downs. Cause up till now, we ain't never won with the odds against us. The million to one, see the winter's messy, but it gets silly in the sun. No fight to draw, the 9 million is done. How can I win? How can I win? How can I win? Jason Statham, aka.
Run away, crybaby.
DJ Digital Flood.
Serious, man. Your fucking missus is nuts. My missus is nuts and all. She rings me at least 40 times a day. Serious.
I seen you last night, you were drinking in the pub. You were drinking with that bird you tried to chat up in the nightclub. Can't say her name, but she's got a gammy eye. And I feel an air of violence when I have to walk on by. You can't deny it, it's something you can't miss. That bird who's hanging out with you is mad like cat piss. Like bread and jam on a knife going with butter. Face it, son, your missus is a nutter.
Oh, son, your missus is a nutter. Oh, son, your missus is a nutter. Oh, son, your missus is a nutter. Leave her alone, your missus is a nutter.
I've never seen a woman make a fucking skinhead cry. And I've never seen a woman try to snap an arm with a thigh. Now I have, and it's just across the pub. And the worst thing is, she's taking you on for a run. You don't deserve it, you know it's a fact. But mix it up with booze, you got a suicide pack. Two tequilas, I'm four vodka mules. She's a wrecking ball and a fist of her tools.
Binge drinking, try keeping up with your missus. What was I thinking? She looks like a priest. But it's a shock to see her wrestling two police with one in a headlock. Fighting with bouncers and flashing a bitch. After two flaming sambucas, she don't care who she is. Waking up on Sunday morning with bruises and cuts. Face it, son, your missus is nuts.
Oh, son, your missus is a nutter. Oh, son, your missus is a nutter. Oh, son, your missus is a nutter. Leave her alone, your missus is a nutter.
Your missus was looking at my missus. So my missus sparked at your missus. Your missus was looking at my missus. So my missus sparked at your missus.
It was last week, what really got me thinking about how your missus goes nuts when we go drinking. Last week she ended up on a binge. She got off her tits and showed the bouncers a minge. And it's the threat of grievous bodily harm. She needs to keep calm and use her charm. I used to think it was funny, it made me laugh. When she threw the ashtrays at the bar staff.
Stabbed a man with a comb just to get a drink. There's no logic, just stand there, drink, fight, drink, fight, drink. She grabs your throat and stares into your eyes. Have you ever seen a woman kill a man with her thighs?
Oh son, your missus is trouble. Every time you have a drink, she has a double. Is she on puckers? I think she's tripping. Stop looking at me, love, this is water what I'm sipping.
I've seen her get on a mountain bike, and she drove into Chinland and did them all in. Wicked.
Oh son, your missus is a nutter. Oh son, your missus is a nutter. Oh son, your missus is a nutter. Leave her alone, your missus is a nutter. Oh son, your missus is a nutter. Oh son, your missus is a nutter. Oh son, your missus is a nutter. Leave her alone, your missus is a nutter. Oh son, your missus is a nutter. Oh son, your missus is a nutter.
She's
nuts, man. She's off her head, innit?
You see, we're on a mission from God.
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
See, the thing that's got it all fucked up now is camera phones. How the hell am I supposed to be able to do a line in front of complete strangers when I know they've all got cameras?
When you're a famous boy, it gets really easy to get girls. It's all so easy, you get a miss foil. So when you try to pull a girl who is also famous too, it feels just like when you wasn't famous.
The celebrity pages in papers don't tell tales that are always to the line of the truth. It's to the line at which it's most likely you'll have the time or enough finance to sue. Which is why it's so frightening buying papers in the morning, fearing the next might skin a scoop. Cause I used to believe what I read, so now I know that others will believe that it's true. But I realise with you the truth can be a whole lot worse than the fact. My whole life I never thought I'd see a pop star smoke crack. And I must admit I was quite shocked with that thing you did with me on my back. But outside in the lobby I shouldn't have laughed when you slapped that man.
When you're a famous boy, it gets really easy to get girls. It's all so easy, you get a miss foil. So when you try to pull a girl who is also famous too, it feels just like when you wasn't famous.
You were so much fun, I really got to like you more than you like me. I really hope that you'd stay. Considering the amount of prang you'd done, you looked amazing on CD UK. You learned dances, do promo, cameras flashing, get in the van and zoom away. I wake up, I diss my beat, feel hungover and sorry for my doomy day. But I know I got a bit close to you and that you found it fucking boring. You taught me so much about how to deal with the fire I'd fallen in. And what version of a rumour would next day be everyone's story of me? You taught me all the realities and turned the page and ignore them.
When you're a famous boy, it gets really easy to get girls. It's all so easy, you get a miss foil. But when you try to pull a girl who is also famous too, it feels just like when you wasn't.
Anyway, I had to rest my beer hat, delete my dealer's number and unroll my banknotes. And we were on borrowed time anyway, what with the daily toilet papers not knowing. And I knew that when the people who thought they knew you, when they found out, I would have been mocked. Which is ironic, cause in reality, standing next to you, I look fucking soft. Whenever I see you on MTV, I can't stop my big white smile. And past the children's appeal, I see the darkness behind. We both know the scratches on my back much better than their alludes and lies. I miss the bitching and shouting, but I'm glad I got out in time.
When you're a famous boy, it gets really easy to get girls. It's all so easy, you get a miss foil. But when you try to pull a girl who is also famous too, it feels just like when you wasn't famous.
Can't keep fucking pop stars. We've got a fucking business to run. There are industry repercussions, Michael.
I know.
He's not any kind of program, Sark. He's a user.
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
You said you'd be there for me in times of trouble, when I need you, when I'm down. And likewise, you need friendship. It's from my sapula, but I still need the things that have been changing. You have goals to achieve, but the road you take are broad and heartless. The ones you make, you're not aware. You throw stones. Can you see that I am human? I am breathing, but you don't give a damn.
Give you feel my heart.
And how the world is a seed. How will you ever wake up when she's
Digital Flood.
DJ ADD.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio. Back from a block of blocky blockedness from England.
I thought you were going to say Britain, keep with the whole B alliteration.
That would have been the easiest way to go, the path of least resistance.
Yeah.
And we're joined here by DJ Emma at the playpen. She's here hanging out with us and joining us late in the pirate radio.
Well, is she a nutter?
She is. I like to start them young in this family and make sure they get exposed to the pirate radio early on. You know, with Georgette at the disco, made sure that, you know, by the age 4 that she had a mixer in her hand and that she could work the ones and twos. And with
them,
I figured, you know, she should start early with her too. You know, get her going right in the playpen. Maybe I'll get her like some Tyco. I don't know if they make them. I'll have to look. Tyco turntables or something. What
so it's
think?
Like DJ Hero, but for the younger crowd, right?
Exactly, like some sort of Tyco turntable thing. I actually, no joke, I have a little keyboard with a little turntable on it that when she's about a year older, she can use that Georgette at the disco started with.
Oh, nice.
So she'll be able to start with this, too. She's already interviewing you.
There you go,
she's
yeah.
off already interviewing you.
Hey.
So we started off with the Sea Clip of the Week, Chase and Status. Now, I've heard them before, not that track, but I've heard of them before. They're very, very popular over in Britain, UK, the United place of stuff where English people are.
Yeah, actually, as a matter of fact, the Snoop Dogg had one of their songs, which we're actually going to play a little bit later on, that he sampled. Well, I say he sampled. He pretty much just rapped over their song, Eastern Jam, where he produced it as Snoop Dogg Millionaire.
Wow, there we go. That gives them some street cred.
It definitely does.
Now, they've been in, I could swear that they were in a film before. I don't know, I'll have to look it up. But
oh, they actually just, they've gotten big because they made another song called End Credits.
Uh-huh.
It was being played at the end of the credits of some film that I don't even know.
Oh, well, maybe that's where I very popular, and then this Kano guy, or...
Kano, yes.
Kano, okay.
He's another guy pretty much along the same lines as Plan B.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another popular rapper over there.
Yes. And then we had some more fun with another Goldie-looking chain track.
I am really digging them.
Yeah.
You've shown me someone I'm going to look up more music about, and this one was...
Oh, son, your missus is a nutter.
Hells yeah! Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, there's nothing more amusing than an entire track dedicated about like telling your friend that his girlfriend or wife or whatever is a nut job.
Yeah, it's fun. Just like the next one, which is also from Mike Skinner of the Streets. This one was a little bit different here, a different style, but it was a lot of fun. He was basically singing about how when, you know, you get famous, you can pull any girl you want to.
Huh?
Except when you're trying to pull a pop star who's more famous than you are. So it's fun. Unfortunately, you know, he's talking about all the dirty deeds he's done and how they're doing various Schedule A narcotics. We'll just leave it at that.
Schedule A narcotics.
But he never divulged who it was.
So it's kind of in the back. It's and it was called When You Wasn't Famous. So he's alluding to either a star or a group of stars that he used to hang out with before they were big, wherever they
were. No, when
made
they were
big.
He actually talks about how they have, like, this wild bender.
Uh-huh.
And then she's, like, on an interview the next morning looking great.
Wow, so this was a girl, possibly? A female?
Oh, yeah, it was. There's a lot of people who theorize this and that, that and this, and anyone who's gotten a compelling story, it's been disproved. So it's still up in the air. And if anybody knows any better than me, because, you know, I don't really obsess over this stuff that much, let me know. I'd be interested.
Yeah, you could hit us up on the blog. You could
go
on over to digitalflood.com. Just throw a comment right up there on the Pirate Radio comment notes and let us know who you think it is.
Yes.
And then we finished up with...
We finished up with Neka, I believe. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's N-N-E-K-A.
That's good enough for me. I would have been like...
But that was actually a Chase and Status mix of her song, Heartbeat.
Very nice. Very nice. Kind of tying it back where we came into. So we ended with the Chase and Status and began with the Chase and Status. And we're no closer to chasing or status.
Correct.
But we are closer to our next song.
That's right. We're going to go hard into the dubstep. Into nice. The grimiest, dirtiest depths of the soul.
Excellent.
And this is DJ Hazard with Machete. It samples clips from Quentin Tarantino's Grindhouse flicks.
Ah, yes,
so yes. So it's pretty gritty stuff.
I hated that movie, but I'm not going to hold it against him.
Oh, okay.
Me and Quentin Tarantino, I don't know. It had nothing to about us smoking Schedule A drugs before he was famous. It has everything to do with not quite being able to stand anything he ever does.
Yeah. All right, well, we've also got a number of others. You can get on into it then.
All right. DJ Digital Flood.
DJ ADD.
DJ Emma at the Playpen. Digital Flood. Pirate Radio.
Now back to the music.
They called him Machete. He knows the score. He gets the women. And he kills the bad guy. He was given an offer he couldn't refuse. Machete. Machete.
fallen, and I can't get up.
DJ Digital Flood.
Spaceless and timeless. Such loveliness.
Where we ever were.
knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
DJ Digital Flood.
Thank you. mirror right there. Why don't you take a look, okay? You're white.
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
DJ ADD.
And you may hear every now and then DJ Emma at the Playpen here on the Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
Yes, we've got two guests today.
Well, yeah, I guess. she sort of lives here.
Anyway, we started out with that really grimy dubstep there with DJ Hazard's Machete, but then it took another turn over there. And it went into kind of a, what's the drum and bass liquid funk type of thing. With
very cool stuff.
Yeah, it's, I mean, drum and bass has been around for a long time now. Since, I don't know, what, like 90s? Early
90s? Yeah, I'd say early 90s, 90, 91, 92, as I first started hearing a lot of drum and bass come out.
But
that whole doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo jungle sound.
Yeah, it never really got that big over in the UK, though. And over here, it started to come all around. With kind of like the second coming of it, we'll call it. Because, you know, you want to add, like, you know, all this importance to it here.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
You give it the whole biblical thing. No, I mean, they have, like, this is the liquid funk genre, which is kind of like, They have fast drums, fast piano,
uh-huh.
The sub bass. They have all these other things coming together, and it kind of all melds into one thing. It seems like it's flowing.
Yeah,
like
it's very free flowing. I noticed that. It doesn't seem to be going anyplace. But you're kind of on a long term journey that you're just kind of hanging out on the bus, and it's going on.
Yes, it's fun times. And then we went to, of course, like I said, Chasin' Status' Eastern Jam. Now, you'll notice there's a lot of Chasin' Status. You've been hearing a lot about them, but you'll notice each one of the tracks completely different style going on.
Yeah, and that was the same one that Snoop Dogg ended up semi-sampling, rapping over.
Yeah, yeah. So.
And we had some high contrast in there, if we ever. That was that Fluid track. And then this, how do you say this, Mr. Bishy?
Yes.
Mr. Bishy?
You're a natural at this, Mr. Bishy.
Ah, and it's very Japanese sounding. Are they Japanese? Or
nope,
is it...
they're British as well.
Huh.
Actually, looks... from the same record label as High Contrast, too.
Looks can be very deceiving. So that was No Matter What and Chasin' Status. Again, lots of Chasin' Status all over the place. Eastern Jam. On the Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. I gotta bust in here because I have to do a shameless promo.
Absolutely.
It's shameless promo time. Because I don't know if all the listening, adoring public knows, but I have my own .com now.
Yes. Now, I've been waiting for this moment. I kind of dumped it on Digital Flood about 2-3 weeks ago and mentioned this project and gave people kind of a sneak peek. But I've been dying for you to come on the show and talk about it. So,
this is what it is.
Got something to say? Shout it out to the nation at SoapboxNation.com.
There you go. There's the official commercial for Soapbox Nation. See, I can't even do it.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a tongue twister.
Well, it's not your title. I can't even say Digital Flood Pirate Radio. You actually hear me stammer through that.
That's true, yeah. But, basically, concept is... You got something you want to say?
Uh-huh.
Maybe you want to say it and you want to have it attributed to yourself? Like
I do! I got something I got to say!
Well, let's say you have a blog. The problem with a blog is only the people who you tell or who happen to find your blog on Google will be reading it.
That's correct. I know that more than probably everybody else out there.
But the problem...
I'm self-righteous and full of myself.
The problem with, like, Facebook, though,
and
MySpace and all these other things is... When you're posting stuff up there, there's no way to have it be anonymous.
Right, right. It's your name's all over it.
So what about if you want to post something by yourself one time you want to post it anonymously, perhaps under a pen name, but you want to have a lot of readers guaranteed, right?
Right, right, right.
Because if you're posting, if a tree falls in the forest, does anybody care?
Exactly. If they can't hear it, then, if they're not there to hear it, then they're not going to hear it. So... And I really have found this concept really, really compelling when he was telling me, when DJ ADD was telling me about this, all of a month, maybe 2 months ago, and he kind of gave me a peek at this. I found it really compelling because, that's something that kind of is not out there on the internet. There's not really a focus on discussion. There's right now the way the internet is, like you said, on blogs. Everyone's kind of got random thoughts floating around, random statuses. But this kind of calmly ties it together in a sensible, ordered fashion to create a dialogue.
Exactly.
To me, that was the compelling concept that, when you told me the idea, I said, that's true. The internet right now does not have a place to create a dialogue. There's a lot of dissonant, discordant ideas floating around up in the cloud, but this kind of gives people a sounding board to bring it together, bring different ideas, and create compelling discussions with unified subject matter that can free flow into different topics, don't get me wrong, but it gives it kind of an organization, a central sounding point.
But, if you just want to rage off about your boss at work, that's cool too.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't have to be rocket science. That's the neat idea. I thought to myself, I was like, and I was really thinking about this a week went by, and I was still thinking about this website. I'm like, well, look at all the possibilities that brings, that idea. It's such a great idea. It really is such a great idea.
I was talking to this one person, I forget who it was. They had mentioned that they were a school teacher and they couldn't write things on the internet for fear of it coming back. Perfect case.
Right. This is a chance where you can write your opinion and not worry about your opinion being judged if you don't want it tied to a name. I myself have never been afraid to sound off on the internet, so it creates a really a great vehicle to me that, you know, to be able to get on there and be able to put my name against an idea. And even if people tear it apart, or maybe if they don't, you know, it's at least it's a way for you to get an idea off the ground and discuss things.
So I'll stop talking about SoapboxNation.com, and we'll move on to the final chapter here.
Right, we're gonna go to our final segment. And speaking of .coms, remember every week you can download roughly when we're doing our normal season here on Digital Flood Pirate Radio at digitalflood.com. That's digitalflood.com. And we're going to end with
Danny Bird, Joy and Pain.
Danny Bird, Joy and Pain, here on the Pirate Radio. It has been excellent having you back here at the Pirate Radio. I hope you come back again.
It's been excellent being here.
Where poor DJ Emma at the playpen isn't upset. But we are going to end the show. And I thank everyone for tuning in. And stay tuned next week. We're going to be doing our top 10 worst songs of 2009. Hopefully MC Mary at the Disco rejoining me. And again, thank you for coming. And remember, SoapboxNation.com. Check it out. Sign up for a free account. It costs you no money. I forgot to throw that in. And I like things that are for free.
Free is good.
Free is awesome. So, DJ Digital Flood.
DJ ADD.
DJ Emma at the playpen, wanting to get out. And that's what I'm going to do as soon as we stop this mic here. Let her roam free. Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
DJ Digital Flood.
Digital Flood.